3 weeks from now, he hopes to be a superstar in the world of boxing, the sports world at large. I'm talking about undefeated WBA super welterweight champion, no doubt in my mind, Austin Trout. What's up, Austin?
How you doing, Pedro?
I'm doing okay, man. How are you?
I'm blessed. Happy Easter, or happy Resurrection Day.
Hey, a great day to you, man. We are like 20 days away from this big fight now, Austin. I saw the preliminary weigh-ins. I know you made the weight that you were supposed to, and Saul Alvarez made the weight that he was supposed to, but did they really schedule the press conference with him making the weight? They put the scale outside of a sauna?
That's what it looked like. You know, I just got done eating, so, I mean, if he's having trouble making weight, good. Not so strong.
Yeah, you're feeling good, huh? Where are you at? Where are you at, in the mountains of New Mexico or what?
Yeah, Ruidoso. It's about 7,500 feet. Yeah, it's a good secluded little town in the mountains.
Okay, so what is the day like for the world junior middleweight champion? I mean, when you got up, I'm not maybe you took today off, I don't know, but you get up on a training day. What's the training day? How do you start it? Take us through the beginning to the end.
Oh, you know, get up in the morning, get a good run, depending if it's a distance or sprints, you know. Then you know, we get a little something to eat, go to the gym in the afternoon, around early afternoon, 1, 2, or 3, depending on how it feels. After that, we either go straight into the strength and conditioning, or we wait till the nighttime around, you know, 6 or 7 to do our strength and conditioning.
What is strength and conditioning?
Well, actually, you know, my strength coach, he's more of an athletic connoisseur, I like to say. He not only just gets me strong, he gets me a better athlete. So, you know, we do some lifting, you know, a lot of plyometrics, a lot of explosive things, but we also do a lot of hand-eye coordination and balance things. You know, we use the stability ball. We haven't gotten to the point where I can almost where I can stand up on it. You know, we do things, a lot of juggling, a lot of things that are kind of outside the box. You know, just to become an all-around athlete.
You know, when I run, talking about outside the box, when I run in order to, because I run the same course a lot. In order to not be bored, I jump on and off curbs, I go around poles, you know, I jump over little bushes, you know what I mean? I have little things where you have to entertain yourself, and if you just went and did the same old, things would get boring, Austin.
That's true. I mean, we do change things up, you know, almost weekly, not just to break the monotony, but also, you know, to mess up with our muscle memory. And that's what kind of makes things harder is when you get used to it so much, things are easier. But, you know, you change it up on your body, and your body has to adapt, and it becomes more adaptable.
Okay. Did you watch the Rios fight last night, Rios and Alvarado?
I sure did.
Man, were those guys throwing there or what?
What a fight. You know, those guys, I'm looking forward to the rubber match.
No! Austin, you're being too much of a boxing fan. You got to think of this from Alvarado's point of view, from a business point of view, he needs to move on. Brandon Rios, right. He needs to move on, man.
Well, you know, the fights like those, though, you know, it shortens up, you know, a fighter's career,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Bob said that yesterday.
You know, as a fan, though, you know, I was a fan first. You know, I appreciate what they put on the line for us. Even, you know, if head movement is not a big part of their repertoire.
Defense. Wasn't a whole lot of defense going on last night.
No, but Alvarado did make his adjustments from the last fight, and he did move a lot more, which was gave Brandon fit. You know, Brandon could not unload without being planted. It looked like.
Does he have superstar possibilities at 140?
Rios or Alvarado.
Alvarado.
Yeah, he has potential, but you know, I think anybody with a little bit more. I'd say diversity in the game would give Alvarado problems as well, just like he did at Rios.
Okay. You know what, Austin Trout's our guest, folks, the WBA super welterweight champion of the world, April the 20th on Showtime Championship Boxing. He takes on his WBC counterpart, the equally unbeaten Saul Alvarez. When I looked at Brandon Rios last night from the side, I could see extra weight on his neck and around his waist. And I think that, you know, I looked at him, and I thought he was about 8 to 10 to 12 pounds away from really being in shape. I think I may be stretching it, but he should be fighting a lot lighter, maybe 130.
Well, you know, he had hell making that 135, and he actually lost his title to the scale. You know, maybe it's just with his nutrition or his training. I know he trains hard, so I don't know what it is about his
It's diet. They're made. Well, time out. Austin, these guys are Mexicans. I'm not dogging the Mexicans in general, but they don't. They really don't bring good food to the training table. They don't. They like to cheat on rice and beans. I know. I got my Mexican buddies, man. All of us like the rice and beans. But the bottom line is it doesn't make the diet, the Mexican diet, doesn't make for an athletic diet. And when you have to come down 35, 40 pounds to make 130 pounds, 135, 140 pounds, you're going to struggle. You know. But if you keep your weight together, you know, you don't struggle that much. You and I know you have to keep your weight together. This is a job.
Nutrition is a big part of it. What you put in your body is what you're going to get out of your body.
Okay.
And it's absolutely right.
Okay, so we're going to have you back. I'm not going to ask you about the fight until we have you back the week before the fight, but you're feeling good right now? Training camp is going well?
Training camp is going good. We're on schedule. I'm feeling good. Feeling strong, you know, feeling fast. You know, I'm going to be ready to start come April 20th.
You know, Austin, a lot of people are saying, well, maybe Saul Alvarez isn't all that good, Paige. Wait. He was the greatest thing since guacamole or sliced bread like a month and a half ago. Now he's going to fight you. Well, maybe. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, just like Cotto. Before I fought Cotto, they were saying, you know, he was the toughest thing coming. Look what he did with Mayweather. You know, he's a legend. He's a star. You ain't got nothing for Cotto. But then after I win, the first thing, the same people that said that saying, well, he's a washed up. He's coming off a loss. You know, boxing fans will discredit anything you do. It's why I stopped trying to please them because it's impossible.
Well, you are the man, the undefeated WBA Super Welterweight Champion, Austin Trout, April the 20th. I will talk to you before the fight. Good luck. Say hello to your lovely lady. And that trainer of yours, he's a great guy, Louis Burke. Say hi to Louis for me.
I'll tell him right now. Paige will say hello, Louis.
Much respect, Austin Trout, folks, the WBA Super Welterweight Champion in action. April the 20th, Showtime Championship Boxing, San Antonio, Texas, the Alamo Dome, against equally unbeaten Saul Alvarez. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.